The Fully Geek. Jeez.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, everybody, to episode 222 of the Fully Geek Pod.
You know what? Yeah, I don't think the public know that the intro is done by Biggie D. I don't think people know this. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have to give it a shout out, yeah, because that, the beat's solid. It's a solid beat, man.
Yeah.
Big up yourself. Shout you out.
Yeah, big up Biggie D. You know, a long time fan. I love him. He's got some new stuff cooking, apparently.
Yeah. I thought he was going to say, like, when the intro, I thought he was going to say me as well. Like,
oh, I thought he was big enough, man. That was
I mean, you know.
Shut up, Merv.
Let's be honest.
There's no Porsches.
Merv has been made redundant.
Like, also,
no, I can't say I'd rather have it, innit? But anyway.
Rich.
Hiya.
Why are you wearing a hat thing, bro?
And my hair's not cut.
I thought it's summertime. For certain moments.
Look.
My man was outside in shorts this week.
Don't be fooled.
No, you don't be fooled.
No, you don't be fooled. I don't care if they tell you it's the warmest January on record, bro. That is nonsense.
Bro, shorts are no... Listen, I don't know what you're on,
bro. Sorry, Carl. Go on, sorry.
No, go on.
When I saw the message, the first thing I did was looked at the weather. The thing said 11 degrees, bruv.
What are you doing? You know what it is? I woke up, I looked out the window, and I thought, ooh, it's a bit of light. Usually it's dark. And I thought, you know what? I'm wearing shorts. Shorts and a hoodie and a jacket. I'm ready to go.
And a hoodie?
And a jacket?
Yeah.
No, you can't do that. You can't go half-hearted. That's half-hearted. No, that's half-hearted. You've got all the way or you're not at all, you get me?
Man went out there with ashy knees, yeah? With a coat and a hoodie on.
But it was more than ashy knees, but my legs were,
you know, straight rhino skin, bro.
You know, if you know when you have a shower so late in the evening, bruv, it's too long to cream, innit? You just jump in your bed and you wake up, you put your stuff on, you're ready to go. It's one of those ones. But look, it's in between seasons, you know, it's getting warmer now.
Stop in between seasons. We are in the middle of winter.
No, I'm sorry.
This is the peak of winter.
It's not until March do we go into spring.
I have to back up Rich here because it was warm. It was warm.
Shorts were warm, man.
Maybe he forced it. He forced it with the shorts, without a doubt. Yeah, but when I opened the door, I thought, God, I have to change my jacket to just light hoodie.
You took off the jacket and went short sleeve outside.
That t-shirt and the light hoodie, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you, man. It was nice. And 11 degrees to me, I could live with 11 degrees for the rest of my life, you know.
No, you're right, man.
Bro, you remember, this is the same brother went to Lucia and said it's too hot.
Exactly. What reason am I getting 30 degrees weather, bro? That's like, if I can say 11 degrees is nice, that's more than double 30s, you know. That's the rest of my life, bro.
Marley Mar, you ever been on holiday and you have to stay inside because it's too warm?
Not me.
That year when we were hitting almost 40, what were you doing? You must have hated that summer.
Yeah. I had fans all over. All over.
No, but there has been times when it's been ridiculously hot.
Not in this country.
Yeah.
No, this country. It has. But the difference is there's no breeze in the country. That's what it is. Yeah. That's the difference. So it's a horrible heat. That's the problem.
Yeah, if you're inside, but
not even outside. No,
I can't get enough of it. It's never too hot.
No, there's one or two occasions where it's been stupidly hot. You're thinking, okay, flannel is constantly out now. What's going on?
Yeah, 100%.
You know, man, I enjoy that weather.
Right, it gets to that point when your flannel's just beat by the constant wiping, and it starts to scratch your forehead, bro.
When it dries up, in it, it's like
it's the worst feeling in the world, you know.
Yeah. But like Kel said about dry heat and all that kind of stuff. When I was in Egypt, it was 40 degrees. It was nothing, you know. There was breeze. There was fat. Obviously, I was near the sea and all that kind of stuff. So that helped with the breeze, but it was fantastic. Yeah, it was hot, but it didn't have the same fundamental effect that 40 degrees weather in this country would have.
When I went there, they said, do not go out in the daytime. And I listened to them.
Murph is happy, yeah, his room all day.
Bro, I was like Batman out there, bro. It's only the night time I went out, you know.
I think I'm different then, because when I go on, like the last time I went to Turkey's like 38, 39. Bro, I'm in the sun all day. I love it. I can't. Even the guy that, one of the guys at work, they said, man, you got too dark. I got black. I got darker than Richard.
Bro, that is.
You mean darker than Kel?
As far as we've got to do, bro, it's about you photosynthesizing, guys. Photosynthesynthesize, soaking the heat.
We don't get no vitamin D. We don't get that here, bro. So
like you got to photosynthesize, taking that energy.
Our skin is here to absorb. That's to get me. We absorb it.
You man like Superman. I swear he's supposed to absorb.
Yeah, that's
that's Marley Mars beef. You get me? That's Marley Mars beef. Bro.
What do you mean that's Miley Mars beef? Explain.
Why? You've put me in it, bruv.
No, but Kel mentioned it, and I want you to elaborate on it.
Come on. Kel just pretty much explained it. Like, as us darker skinned people, we absorb the sun.
He didn't say that, bruv.
He did say that. He just didn't say it in the words that you heard. That's exactly what he said. So, obviously, Superman, being the color he is perceived to be, he would die of cancer. That's all.
My guy, you guys are not ready for this one.
I think you need to do the real Superman comic.
Right. He would play him Superman himself, you know, as well.
You know this, innit? Don't start with a picture, bruv.
Yeah, where's that picture, bro?
Let's take that to DC, bro. Like, listen, check this out. What do you think?
Yeah, no, we should relive that picture, you know. We should relive it.
Hey, where is it? Where is it?
Bro, it's on Facebook, man.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
It's easy to get here.
We need to clamp this picture ASAP.
I will go back to my original question. Oh, Rich, why you wear the hat, bro?
Oh, hey, look. To be honest, like, the last 4 or 5 days, I said to myself, I'm going to cut my hair. I'm going to cut my hair. I haven't cut my hair. Look.
Yeah, but how long has your hair got, though, bro?
Listen. It's not about the length of my hair. Yeah, that's the problem. It's not about the length.
Oh, is it the gaps?
It's about the front. Look.
Oh, please, no, Rich, please. We'll lose viewers, bro.
Look, you know the receding hairline?
Nice.
Yeah. Look at it.
It's no. Beyond receding.
Bro, put your head down, though.
Receded.
Woo! I hear you, bro. I hear you.
But the thing is, I don't like the way you said "woo." I don't like that.
Let's put the head back on.
Let me not.
Nah, you know what though? The people, the people are gonna respect that, bro. Because you're just
funny, man. No, you owned it, man. You put in anything. He's owned it.
Sitting next to Merv, like on the screen, yeah, with Merv's hairline, and you own that bad boy.
Yeah. You know what? You're funny, innit? I'm not gonna start raging at
bro,
you.
I ain't gonna lie, Rich. I fully hate on these Caribbeans. You know, I don't understand how they all got hairlines, bro. I'm fully hating on them, bro.
Well, my hairline is nothing to shout about, bro, because they ain't symmetrical. That's for sure.
Yeah, but it still looks strong, though.
I got some night swoosh going on, mate.
It's strong, though.
No. Yeah. You man's hairline is strong still. You man's hairline is strong still. Obviously, you guys have interbreeded mixtures of different, different cultures. It's cool, isn't it? Man is raw back African. You get me?
Don't start, Rich.
don't get Marlon started.
Don't start.
I've checked my ancestors. Thank you very much. Anyway, happy to move on.
All right, guys, how have you been, man? What's been going on? What's been happening this week, man? How have you been? How's life going on? What's going on?
Actually, how have you been? You know, you're not ready for that one, was you?
It probably wasn't.
What I had to do,
I
had to question myself of what I could actually say of my archer. I'm very aware of like working in the professional field sometimes. I don't want to talk about my colleagues.
You know, you said this last week, innit?
Yeah. That means this beef has been going on for 2 weeks.
This is what I'm saying.
This beef has been going on for 2 weeks.
Is this like his little announcement before he goes into it?
No, I'm not going to go to it. I'm not getting into it. I'm not getting into it. But yeah, midday up on the plantation. Hey, I'm counting down the days, bro. Half time soon, soon land.
Yeah, jeez.
Half time soon land.
But no, I'm cool, man. Nothing much to complain about.
Yeah,
it's the usual BS, you know.
No, I hear that. I don't even know. Nothing's been going on. Nothing happened this weekend, this past weekend, is it? Was there weren't that big going on?
No, there's AFCON in it, really.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a fight on Saturday?
A what fight?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I can't remember. My uncle was talking about he wanted to watch the boxing. I don't know. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, I think there's fights every weekend, to be honest, but I don't know.
Big fights. I'm sure Fury's fighting soon.
Yeah, February.
Fury's fighting Usyk soon, isn't it?
Yeah, February. Yeah.
But isn't AJ's fight before that? No.
Nah.
That's March, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, but they've got so much promo on it already, you know.
Yeah, they have to, isn't it? They have to.
AJ.
Yeah, it's the 17th of February. Usyk versus Fury. Oh, and then 9th of March is Joshua versus Ngannou.
Yeah.
And on that, they're also doing Zhang versus Parker.
Yeah.
Zhang versus who?
Parker.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Chat shit gets Zhang. Then the following week, Joe Joyce is fighting Cash Ali.
He needs to make a redemption, man, Joe Joyce.
Conor Benn is actually fighting as well this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that. Some no name. But you know who Conor Benn should fight, bruv? Harlem Eubank. I don't know if you might know him, but like he's a cousin to the Eubanks.
Oh, cousin.
Yeah. Harlem, he's a sick fight, you know. Hasn't lost a fight. He's a really good fight, good technical. He's a boxer, like proper technical, and he's the same weight class as Connor. So I think that'd be a good fight. Obviously, it's not a Eubank, but it's still a Eubank. If that makes sense. So, well, yeah, I think they should do it, man.
Bro, do you remember how boxing used to be? I may have said this back in the day. Like when it was just excitement, every fight was, I can't wait to watch this fight. Like Nate just mentioned so many names, bruv. And I'm like, I don't care. There may be one or two in there, but
yeah,
it's like there's nothing to get excited about. I'm sorry if I'm shouting, that sounded loud in my ears.
No, you sound really aggressive. Really aggressive, man.
I've heard some people say that as well, actually, Nate. So I get you.
Box is not of what the standard used to be.
It's definitely not what it used to be.
I also think, I don't know, like I felt like boxing back in the day was an event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Proper. Like because boxing wasn't every week, like it was an event, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now, like it's almost like it's overkill. Like boxing will be on every week if you want to watch it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a fight every other day, do you know what I mean? And you're like, it's that overkill almost. Yeah, for me, I feel like it's too much. Yeah, there's like I'm not obviously shout out the female boxers and all that kind of stuff. It's just a lot of that kind of stuff as well.
I think also I don't know if you ran into the whole beef thing, but Megan and Nicki Minaj are beefing on record as well.
Well, that's still going on.
Yeah,
not still going on. I think
that. No. So Stefflon Don was the one previously.
Yeah, Stefflon Don, Jay the Kingdom. Yeah.
Now, I think I saw something on Insta about someone dancing in someone's grave, and I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I think Nikki's been dissing Megan's mum, who's passed away or something.
And did Beyonce kind of unfollow one or two of them or some shit?
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's all dumb, you know, like, how can that be news? Like, you just unfollow someone on the gram, all of a sudden it's a big, massive thing.
Didn't Drake get involved as well?
No, Drake was, he might have, because obviously Nicki's his girl. But Drake had a little beef with Mos Def. Because Mos Def.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's shopping wild music.
It is, though. It's the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
But for Drake, I feel like embrace it. Like, own it. Like, you're not real hip hop. Just own it, though, innit? Like, you're making more money than anyone. Just own it.
Yeah. Now, I will say, no, listen. I've heard one or two tracks that Drake is spitting. I have. But more time, you are pop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. And there's nothing wrong with being pop.
Yeah.
Is it me as well, though? Like, from when Drake come from, where he come from, he hasn't, there's no growth. Like, his music sounds the same as his music did when he first came out. Like you said, Kel, there's a few tracks where it's a little,
yeah,
but it's just, yeah.
He has a formula. He knows what he's doing. He keeps it.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, he's been on the top of that games for like over 10 years. So.
Just
yeah.
mad that he's been allowed to get away with that, because
I know
every other artist, like even every album, like even think of Jay-Z, every album's pretty much a different album, right?
Exactly.
Like different sounds, different.
Drake is all his albums not got one classic. I mean, so that says it all.
But I'd like to, on pod, apologize to Gokes for not shouting him out on his birthday earlier.
No, we did. Hold on a second. We shouted him out. It was his birthday, bro.
No, I know. I said earlier, as in like earlier. I'm saying because Drake is his guy, innit? So that's the only reason I'm shouting him out, because like, I know Drake is his guy.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Gokes.
Now, we've had arguments about
Big up, Gokes. Big up, Gokes.
And he believes Drake is the truth.
Best rapper of all time.
He told me that album. That Drake, I mean, Drake and 21. That's not Drake. Is it not Drake and 21 Savage? Who that? Whatever their album was, I can't remember who it was. That said, that album was Truth. Yeah. I don't think it was Future. It was Drake or someone else. I want to say 21 Savage.
Okay, well, it might be 21 Savage. It might be.
Yeah, he said the album was the Truth. But yeah, I don't listen to Drake. All right. Trailers this week? Anyone?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Where do I start? Monkey Man. With Dev Patel, produced by Jordan Peele.
I put it in the group. I forgot.
Yeah,
that's all, the one all, with the guy from Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah.
And he was in, what was the original? Skins.
Slumdog.
Skins.
Yeah. And he's also on the writing credits of it, and he also directed it as well.
Well, so is this the Bollywood film we're talking about?
I don't know if it's a Bollywood film.
It's got a Bollywood feel.
I'd say South Asian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, because when you sent a link into the group, whoever it was, Kel, or in an Instagram group, I was just like, this is a Bollywood. I thought, okay, it looks okay. And that's why I didn't even think anything of it, or what the title was called or anything. I thought, okay, cool.
I don't think it's necessarily Bollywood. It's like, obviously, it's, I guess, Western produced, but it's based in like a Southeast Asia, isn't it? I suppose.
So the Monkey Man.
Yeah.
I think of the animation that recently come out, right?
Are you thinking of the Monkey King?
The Monkey King. So in my head, I'm like trying to correlate those two films together.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's got nothing to do with that at all.
I think it's different. Yeah, it's different. Unless, of course, there's like a Monkey Man that sort of or Monkey King that kind of is across different cultures, and it just has different meanings, isn't it? But okay. It does seem like it's a sort of symbol, I suppose, in some way.
Isn't he's a fighter, but when he fights, he puts on a gorilla mask.
Yeah. But it reminds me so much of John Wick, you know. Like
John Wick, you know.
It feels like it's got that vibe to it, that John Wick vibe, but I don't care, I'm here.
You know, I stopped watching the trailer halfway through because it felt like it was revealing too much. It was a long trailer. And yeah. I was like, nah. I don't want to spoil it for me, so I cut halfway through, man.
Yeah, no, it did go on for quite long, to be fair. It feels like a revenge plot storyline, I suppose. But
it's definitely a vengeance thing.
Yeah, because I think this is his first feature-length directing gig anyway, so it'll be interesting to see.
Do you know what's coming? What platform is coming on?
I'm sure was it Netflix? If I can think of the top of my head.
I thought it was cinema, to be
honest. Maybe.
Yeah, it's going to come out April the 5th, Universal Pictures. I'm assuming it's a cinema thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sure Netflix... Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, probably.
And someone said it is John Wick in Mumbai.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, John Wick is so, it was such a mad film. Anything can happen. And if it's like, in my head, well, when I think of Bollywood, I used to think of Bollywood films that come on Channel 4 back in the day, and anything could happen in it. So this one, I'm ready for it.
Jordan Peele also is part of the
production
producer. Yeah, he's a producer.
Yeah.
So he was the one that took it to Universal Pictures under the Monkey Paw Productions banner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently supposed to have a good film, good fight choreography.
Yeah, no, it looks good, man. It looks like he's put the work into it as well.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele doesn't act no more, does he?
Who, Jordan Peele?
Yeah, I haven't seen him in nothing.
I don't know. Like, you know what? It's funny you say. I've just been watching just random clips of the Key and Peele show, innit? Yeah. Like, so, and I'm always like looking at the dates. I'm thinking, yeah, this was years ago, but
years ago. Man.
Yeah, that's why I keep seeing him show up, pop up in, innit?
Remember that cap one, man? That's classic, man.
Yeah. So no, that looks good, man. There's also Roadhouse remake with Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't know if any of you have seen the original Roadhouse film.
No, I don't even know what that is.
I don't think I have.
You know, I saw it recently. Like not properly, like as in watching it, but I think it was on TV the other day. Like
one of Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, one of Patrick Swayze and Sam Elliott. Like, so that was like, yeah, and that was just like one of these. Would I say it's a cult classic? I don't know, but it's a classic film. It's just like pure testosterone, isn't it? Just fighting, like and cheesy stuff. So I think they've kind of done the same thing ish, but I think the only difference is like the bar owner. I think the bar owner was Sam Elliott in the original, and the bar owner is like a female in this one. Like that, I can't remember that black actress's name, but I know she was in the Apple TV show with Harrison Ford recently. Can't remember, but yeah, but it looks good. Actually, loads of action in it.
It's coming out on Prime, I think.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Prime. Yeah, that's it. It was supposed to be like the way the trailer looks like. Why is this not coming out in cinema? I think even the director, Doug Liman himself, was like, he's not too happy that it's coming out just on streaming straight away.
Oh, Jessica Williams, I think you're talking
about. Yeah, that's it. Jessica Williams, that's the one, yeah.
So basically... Go on.
No, I was saying Colin McGregor's in the film as well.
Yeah, that's it. Colin McGregor, yeah.
Hey, you know, I saw a trailer just now with... Henry Cavill?
Yeah, I've got to watch that, you know.
Yeah, he's like a secret. It's like a James Bond kind of feel to it, where they're like a, it's like a Suicide Squad that's been put together to fight the Nazis, basically.
It's not Argyle, is it?
I can't remember the name.
I know Argyle's coming out. I think that's coming out this week, and that's a Guy Ritchie film.
Yeah, this.
But There is like a clip. That's it. Ministry of
Ungentlemanly Warfare. But the film I think he's talking about is Argyle.
No, oh, is that? No. Was that the Ministry of? Yeah, was that one.
Yeah, because it looked quite like, I thought, where did this pop up from nowhere? But I didn't actually watch the trailer. Is it good?
The trailer's good.
Why has he got two spy films coming up?
And it's loosely based on a true story as well.
Oh, I think he's actually in spy films, you know, because even like what he was in Mission Impossible, he was in also Man from Uncle as well.
Man from Uncle.
So, well, are they hitting towards like James Bond or something?
Nah, he can do it.
He's more likely to do it than anyone else.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He can do it better than Idris.
I don't know if he's too dense to be James Bond. That's the thing. He might have to do some weight, you know.
He fully is too dense to be James Bond. Because there's no way he's running past bullets and doing all that action. Like,
apart from Daniel Craig, like, yeah, because he brought something different to James Bond. He was like a proper brawler, but he wasn't like super dense, innit?
But he wasn't like, he was like a
rough cut.
Yeah.
It just like looked like someone that's like, oh, you know, I can have him, and then it will just fully fix you. You know what I mean?
I can have him.
But you know, Henry Cavill is only really this big because of Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, have you seen him like in his auditions for Superman when he wore the Christopher Reeve?
It was like, tiny, man, isn't it?
He's like, he was like me.
It was tidy, man.
It was mad skinny.
And I mean, the first time I ever saw Henry Cavill was in that film Stardust with Charlie Cox and Claire Danes and like all those loads of people. And like, he's done, I wouldn't even recognize, if I didn't know, like, read the credits, I wouldn't know that was him, you know, because he played quite a minor, small role anyway. But yeah, he definitely wasn't that big.
I think the first thing I saw was Man of Steel.
Yeah, same here.
But I heard that David Coruscant, the new Superman, is apparently bigger than Henry Cavill.
Is it?
Yeah, David Coruscant.
Pause.
Yeah, you know, well, the new Superman, isn't it? Sorry if I forgot to pronounce your name wrong, but
no, apologize. Yeah.
Apparently he's even bigger than all the rest of them, boy. So
are you still making him wear tights and everything there?
Some sort of tight.
It's a younger Superman though, right? So it might not be wearing
the he don't look big for no one.
No, but you're just looking up pictures, yeah?
Yeah, just like I'm thinking
I'm talking about now, isn't it? Maybe no one's seen the latest pictures of him.
Okay.
Someone say pause, please, just for the
thank you. I said it, but no, everyone ignored me, so I thought, you know,
it's in context, right?
You know, like, I don't want the white police coming after me. I don't want the white police coming out after me. Shout out Spree. Yeah, I don't want them to come after me.
And I'm not sure. Did we talk about the Avatar trailer last week, or did it come out this week? I can't really remember.
Avatar trailer.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
You ain't shared that.
So that's not in our group, bro.
What group are you in?
The latest one for the Nickelodeon. I'm sure we spoke about it last week.
We mentioned last week.
Yeah.
Avatar? Yeah. Oh, you mean Avatar?
Bro. I've seen the full name, bro.
Look, everybody knows it. It's not Airbender.
I thought you were talking about Avatar. I was like,
not Jerry Cameron. That comes later.
I think because the film comes out Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
Avatar. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It does.
That's the plan. It's scheduled for every December.
Right. No trailer.
That's what I'm saying. When you said that, I was thinking the trailers dropped in January for film coming out in December. Epic. Like I was.
That's normal, though. I mean, if anything, they're running late. At least a title card.
No, but it's Avatar. You don't need to.
I suppose so. Yeah, it's still fresh on the plate, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what I thought you were talking about Avatar. Sorry, my guy. We did talk about
Lost Airbender. Yeah, Lost Airbender. Yeah.
It's nonsense.
Yeah. I think
that's don't ever call it nonsense.
Yeah, again, I know. I was thinking this for what
he said. Don't ever call it nonsense, bro. I heard you the first time. I thought I'd let you get away with it. He said again, bro. Are you mad?
When he said Avatar's nonsense, what the James Cameron
bro.
One?
Don't you dare, bro.
No, that Airbender one is like.
Disrespect, man.
If you're basing it on
the M. Night Shyamalan film, then I give you.
Yeah, but the animation series.
If you ain't seen the animation, go back and come back and say that again,
guys.
Well, we keep saying this. Stop calling it cartoons. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. It's animation, bro. Cartoons is Tom and Jerry.
Is it cartoons?
Listen, managed to pull in. No, pause. Nate, have you watched any of the DCs yet?
No, I haven't yet. I'm gonna watch. I've got Halftime coming up, so my plan is to start getting on, like, watching some of them, including the Batman one that Merv told me.
Yeah, that's the first one you need to be watching.
Is that different?
You need them in order, but make sure you watch Batman: The Mask of the Phantasm first.
Isn't it got Doom in the title as well? Or am I?
Yeah.
No, that's the one I watched recently.
I was going to say, is it a different one?
Not the one you're telling me to watch?
No. The Mask of the Phantasm in the 90s.
I'm going to watch the one that you sent me the other day, bro.
You watched it already?
No, I was going to.
To be fair, you can watch what you want, but I'm saying if you want to, like, I want to be introduced to these animated DC things, yeah, watch the Mask of the Phantasm first.
And then obviously you've got to watch the one of Doomsday. I can't remember what it's called.
And then maybe The World's Finest with Batman and Superman.
All right. I'll give it a go.
Speaking of Superman and Batman and everyone, have you seen that James Gunn has announced the Supergirl for the coming movies?
Yeah.
Chick from...
Millie Alcott.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. I don't know who she is, because you know House of Dragon, they got a young, middle, old, yeah. Which one is this one?
She's the young one that played the main. Oh, what was her name again? Yeah, but she was the one that played
She was the young one, the youngest one.
King Viserys' daughter. The one that Yeah, the blonde one.
Okay.
I can't remember her name. But I think it's the perfect casting, man. I don't know how she'll pull it off, but you got something to say, Rich?
No, is look.
Do you know what it is?
I just laugh. Yeah. You think it's the perfect casting. But
why are you rolling your eyes for? Like,
no, because you always think something's the perfect casting.
No, it's not always. I don't think Reed Richards is perfect for Pedro Pascal, but he's yet to prove me otherwise.
But I'm not seeing no diversity in these new Superman and Supergirl things, though. I'm not seeing no diversity.
Do you want to see diversity in it?
Yeah, man. Like, really? I want my son to watch it and be like, oh, I could do that. Do you know what I mean?
We tried that with Little Mermaid and look how the world responded, bro. Just let them have it.
Do you know what it is, yeah, for me, right? I don't really... If we see like a black Superman, whatever, it's like, okay, maybe it might be an Elseworlds story. I can appreciate that. But
yeah, exactly.
Look, Superman was created by two Jewish kids back in the 1930s. And obviously, whoever creates something is clearly going to more or less make the image of themselves, isn't it? So they've done it. Like, everyone celebrated how they are, like how he is and stuff like that as well. And it's like, if we want to create a superhero, let's just create a black superhero that's fresh. Do you know what I mean? There's no need to like jump on the end of something that has been created before. Like I said, there is a black Superman, but I think he's still. But obviously, that's just like different Superman characters.
Still, what do you mean he's still?
Still, like, you know, the one that's like metal,
made of steel.
Also, the black guy is metal. Let's move on, bro.
I thought he was going to say, we have got a Superman. That bloody, was it? Meteor Man.
Meteor Man, you know.
So, yeah, there's their black superhero.
And what's the one that Shaq done? Yeah, Shaq done still as well, isn't it? Shaquille O'Neal. He done some superhero still movie as well. Every time someone says still, I always think of that one. That's my go-to, but apparently there is a black superhero called still. Superman.
I didn't even know that.
Anyway, no, I think maybe... you know what it is? Because I think Supergirl really is supposed to be a lot younger than Superman.
I thought she's meant to be older because she's
older, but because her pod got damaged, I think she got there later, isn't it? So her aging process took longer.
Okay. With the whole Superman thing, right? We've struggled years and years and years, and now that we're bringing Supergirl into it as well, when we haven't actually mastered Superman, it's quite, you know, Supergirl from the last one. What was that film that? What was that film that we watched?
Flash. Last?
Was it The Flash? And so, what's happened to that Supergirl?
Oh, so that stopped.
The recast. The whole thing stopped.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that series stopped quite a while ago now, I think.
Sorry.
Well, the one with Melissa Benoit, series.
No, he's talking about the film.
Oh yeah, that one. Oh yeah.
I remember we started again.
Yeah.
It's a reboot. Okay.
Yeah. I think this Supergirl looks too young.
Died, though, right? Okay.
Sorry.
But that's what I'm saying, Marlon. I think she's supposed to be young.
Yeah, but I know she's like older than Clark, and obviously he grew up older because he got to Kansas and her pod crashed or whatever. But she was originally sent like to protect him, right? So
yeah.
I don't know, she just looks like she's 12. I don't know, I haven't seen much of her. I've literally only seen clips of like Emergency Awesome or whatever video I saw on, so I don't really
But to be fair, that actress is what, 22? I think.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe this made her look mad young.
So she's still, so it's like, even though she looks young, she's still, actually, she's, if anything, she's probably older than what Supergirl's supposed to be in the actual story.
Sorry, obviously, I know what you said was correct, But that's just, it sounded like a wild statement.
Who me?
Like, even though she looks young. It sounded a little, you know what I mean? Like, she's a teenager. It's like, how much of a teenager is one of those?
When you say teens, how are you talking?
But yeah, sorry. You revealed the Supergirl. Who was the new Fantastic Four?
I don't think it's been revealed officially yet, the actual cast, but I know it's rumored to be Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards. I'm sure that's still kind of confirmed, actually. That was ages ago. Yeah. I think, what's her name? Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm.
Again, no diversity.
yeah. I think this cast has no diversity in it. I can't remember the other two people's names. I don't really think I've ever seen them, to be fair. But I think that's still yet to be announced.
Okay. I love it. Kel said there was no...
I mean, they did in the previous Fantastic Four, they did have Michael B. Jordan as Johnny Storm. Which...
And how shit was that?
Well, this is what I'm saying. It's like...
That's why they recast.
What I'm saying, it's almost like, okay, because we had to have diversity in it, we had to change the storyline as well. So Johnny and Stu weren't actually blood related.
Yeah.
It's like, again, I get you want to do diversity, but now you're just changing the story for changing it's sake.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You know, they're screaming. All the viewers are screaming. You've got Wakanda. You've got that already. Like, what else do you want?
I wasn't sure if I should say it, but yeah.
I guess that is diversity. Okay, you know Marvel and DC just repeat everything here from each other.
Yeah.
What is DC's version of Wakanda?
DC's version of Wakanda? I don't know.
What's that woman? But it's Vixen.
Vaccine. Oh, Vixen, yeah. Vixen. She's like Black Panther. Yeah.
She's like Black Panther, yeah.
Yeah.
Vixen DC, yeah.
Don't you remember that clip? I'm sure I sent a clip the other day with like all the women fighting, the animated ones, and she was in that clip.
Okay.
So that's some sort of Brave Star powers and stuff.
All right, cool. I love it. And have they even made the film or anything about her?
I don't think they've made it.
Yeah, film. No, they have. They have.
Have they? Well, yeah. The animated film.
Yeah, animated.
I swear the animated film was really short though. Like 10 minutes or something. I don't remember it being feature length.
Oh no, it's a series. Oh, a series.
Yeah, it was like really small.
Yeah,
five minutes.
Short series. Like, yeah.
I think the more you say that, it's like it just keeps proving your point. I don't want to say it, but I want to prove Cole right.
Okay,
but there is. I'm sure there's something that's called Vixen the Movie, came out in 2017. It's got the Flash and Arrow in it.
Yeah, but it was in bits. I don't think it was like the rest of them like at least an hour or something.
Yeah.
This was really short.
Oh, scene. Never heard of Vixen, but yeah, cool.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure she was in the live action series as well. I'm pretty sure of it.
No, I don't think I've seen it in live action.
No,
I've never seen it. Even in like Doom's Patrol or
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's been no live action of her.
Yeah,
none. Yeah.
So Kel, I hear you saying no diversity.
Yep.
Yeah. People are like, we got Beast Boy, so we're not gonna have that.
I don't know how true it is, yeah, but I've been seeing through the grapevine that there's. Considering John David Washington for Kang. What do you all think of that?
Yeah, I heard about that as well.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not against it.
I thought they're just going to write the character out entirely. I didn't think they were going to do anything about Kang anymore, to be honest, because especially the way that Loki ended, because it seemed like there was no need for Kang. I thought that they actually edited the whole last few episodes of Loki to kind of write out the whole Kang character.
Possibly. And, I don't think he's being well received by the audience either. You know what I mean? Like, so, because like, everyone's always just complaining that he's like, I'm not complaining, but everyone's just saying that he just gets beaten too easily. Like, especially by Ant-Man.
Yeah, yeah, I have to agree with that, to be fair.
He doesn't, but I remember I was saying this before. It's like, well, considering there's like how many variants of him, does he have to be this overall sort of threatening presence? Because yeah, some of them might have different power levels, isn't it?
For the audience, I'd say yeah. Like, well, okay, we just what have we got to look forward to? You just showed us one of them just getting dealt with by Ant-Man. Like, why would it be? Why would like Thanos? When his first thing was fine, I'll do it myself, I think, right?
Not even that. It was like
just a face, a grin.
At the end of the Avengers, when he's like, I can't remember the line, but he just turned around and smirked, didn't it? We're like,
so imagine like you saw him lose first, and then he did that. I'll do it. You wouldn't give a shit. You just saw him lose. It's my opinion. I don't know.
No, you're right. No, I do totally get agree. It. I do so, get
yeah,
it.
Maybe he did need to. And then the interviews with him and him running away and. Some of the things he said, I'm like, okay, maybe we need to move on.
Are you saying something, Nate?
I caught it. I'm trying to lip read
that area.
No, I've been seeing this. I didn't know what it was. Let me check my phone if you see if he's messaged the group.
Is it supposed to like giving us some signals not to say something or what? Like,
I have no idea.
Marlon understood.
I was just about to say on mute, bro, but then I caught it. Yeah, facts, bro. Facts.
It's big facts.
I'm because like Nate's not syncing right as well. I'm like, I don't know what he's saying, innit?
No.
Bro, they emasculated him in front of us, like the man, and then he's gonna be Kang. It can't work anymore. In front of us. Man said, like, you in the car with her. Let's move on.
But so, yeah. Sorry, was it you lot that put in the group? It was. Who put in the group? About Usher.
Oh, that was Rich. That was Rich, isn't it?
That was me.
But obviously, Usher's supposed to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime event next month in the Super Bowl. But a video came out of him in what could be described a kilt. It could be described as a skirt. I'm not sure.
No comment.
Big up Cat Williams each and every time, boy.
The fact that you're... Sorry, I'm sorry I keep cutting in, but you're mentioning Usher. Have you mentioned Pusha T?
What?
Bruv, Google it quickly. Skirt and a handbag. Like, in some... Bruv, there's no way all of these people are, like, saying, yeah, I'm jumping on this thing. Like, Kat is not talking shit. Let's get that.
No comment.
Check it out.
Whoa.
Too many of them doing it. Drake with the nail polish now. Push that like, short? Kid Cudi, you seen him?
That's not a dress, though. That's like a long T-shirt.
I don't care. Have you seen the bag he's holding? the doggy bag. Like, it's like a poodle-shaped handbag. I don't... Come on, bruv.
That's like a dress, bro.
I didn't say dress. I said skirt, to be fair. Or kilt, whatever you want to call it. Is it
level one you're talking about?
I think so.
Pusha T says he added that the posts that are floating through the blogosphere of him wearing a skirt are false. He explains that the pictures are from his performance at Coachella and that he was actually wearing baggy leather shorts.
Have you got the one with the bag in his hand?
The dog.
Yeah. Have you seen it, Rich?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Yeah, people are unique.
Either way, what he's wearing is effeminate and he's got a doggy purse in his hand. Kid Cudi. Have you seen Kid Cudi lately?
Yeah.
Come on. Why are they all of them are doing this? Why? It's weird. But I mean, you know, each to their own.
I don't ever want to be up with fashion, you know, guys.
Nah, fuck fashion. No, but this is in.
I remember. We don't follow fashion.
No, we set trends. We don't follow trends.
That's Sway, isn't it?
Sway, yeah.
Shout out my brother Sway. Swipe. All right, guys, what have you not been up to? What's been going on? What are things to be watching over the past week or so?
Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, please tell me, because I'm struggling as well.
All right, cool. You carry on. I'm going to mute myself, so as not to be disrespectful.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Masters of the Universe Revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, Masters of the Universe Revolution is the... Like I was saying before, it's not like Series 2, but it kind of is Series 2, but it's just like you had Masters of the Revelation that came out, I think, last year, and then this year's Revolution. So it does continue the He-Man story where we left off with, He-Man basically revealing himself to his dad, he's his son and all that stuff, and Teela becoming the new sorceress as well, and just kind of carrying it on from there, and that basically is like carrying on with He-Man adventures. I mean, for those that love He-Man, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but something happens in it, which is quite... Okay, I didn't see that coming and stuff. And it's... Yeah, it kind of goes into more backstories of basically every character as well, really, isn't it? Like, especially like Skeletor, his origins as well. And with the introduction of Hordak, which was a villain in She-Ra as well, so that was quite good. But yeah, I mean,
Hordak was the motherboard's master or something, right?
Yeah. Do you know what? And you know what? It's weird, you know, because when I used to watch He-Man when I was little, it's just He-Man, isn't it? It's just action, sword, battle cat, Skeletor, that's it. But I didn't actually realize He-Man had a proper storyline, because I don't know if you ever watched that TV series, The Toys That Made Us, that was on Netflix. And it's like, when they were talking about He-Man, it's like He-Man was just made as toys. Like, it had no storyline. It's like, so they made the toys first, and they had to kind of make a storyline of it afterwards. So, like, I think initially, like, even with She-Ra, that was supposed to be his love interest, but they made him his twin sister that was separated at birth instead and stuff. And, like, even He-Man's parents, like, his mom is from Earth. And like she crashed down into Eternia and married his dad, obviously. And then like even with Skeletor as well, he never used to be like that. He was like some sort of being and stuff. So that was like good. But yeah, no, it's like as much as it's got some wacky stuff in there, it's still an interesting storyline, isn't it? Like, yeah, even Hordak being Skeletor's boss as well.
Merv, they don't believe you. We need
Merv's trying, I give Merv props, but he's trying. He's trying.
You went with it, Merv.
It don't matter, innit? It don't matter, because
if you're the first theory, the first one was nonsense.
The '80s ones or the Revelation,
the most recent one.
I think the most recent one, it was a bit different. They chucked in a load of stuff that they didn't need to chuck in, like in a sense of in current times. If that makes sense. But I'm just like Merv. I really enjoyed. I think it was 6 episodes. I enjoyed it. There were certain things that I couldn't follow because I had to like message Merv. It's like Merv, like when have they decided to do this, and how is like. Obviously, for that, I'm not going to spoil it because Merv said he's not going to spoil it. However, if it was me talking about it, I would have spoiled it for everyone, right? But like the whole Skeletor background thing, I felt that was like a wow. Like, when did that happen? How did it happen? Merv, did you know Motherboard, the woman's voice as Motherboard was the woman that played. She was in the Masters of the Universe. You know, the woman in the... there's a woman in there, the enemy.
Evil-Lyn.
Yeah, that's the woman. That's the woman's voice.
Yeah, the original Evil-Lyn's voice.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I was like, obviously, when I was watching, I had to go and do some Googling because of the revelations of the show. I was like, oh, raw, that's her from back in the day. And I remember it. She looked. Do you get what I mean?
The current Evil-Lyn is voiced by Lena Headey, isn't it? But from Game of Thrones, Cersei. Is her name Cersei? Yeah, Cersei, Game of Thrones.
Which I don't believe. Really? I think you Googled because you didn't enjoy the program.
Who me?
Or No. I enjoyed it, but I had a lot more questions in the sense of, because I haven't, like, yeah, I watched Masters Universe, well, the other animation, whatever it was called, right? Revelation, whatever it was, last year. But prior to that, I haven't even, like, I don't remember the background of He-Man totally. I can tell you the words he says and all sorts, but the storyline or anything that's going on, you just know Skeletor, He-Man, and Evil-Lyn. That was it. But I didn't know anything about it. And I was just kind of like Googling. I was just like, oh, right, okay. But some of the storylines that come out of it, especially for in the six episodes, some of it was quite deep, actually. So, I think, like Merv said, the revelation between... the revelation of Skeletor and everything else. I think that's what I kind of took out of it. It was it was all about Skeletor to me to understand who he was. And I don't think we just think of Skeletor as some crazy ass villain who wants to take over Eternia continuously. And that's how I've always seen it. He's just the enemy. He tries to take over. He wants to be powerful. But realistically, there's a much bigger storyline behind it. And if they play on it, well, they can't play on it anymore, but if they worked on it previously and made a separate kind of spin-off of He-Man with just Skeletor, the prequel concept, it would be pretty cool.
And did you notice there was a special character in there that you probably noticed from many, many years ago?
The Black He-Man.
If not, we can talk about it afterwards anyway.
Because I saw the Black He-Man in there.
Yeah, yeah.
He came in it briefly.
Spoilers.
Yeah. No. The Black He-Man was it in the first one. It was in the first
one.
Yeah,
the Revelations one. Yeah.
So I haven't seen any of this stuff. I got it confused with the 2002 version, Masters of the Universe.
No.
That's way back. To be fair, looking at some of the graphics animation, it actually is quite a good depiction of it.
Yeah, I just want them to do an up to date. I want them to do She-Ra, and I want to know how She-Ra
fits. They don't need it.
No, She-Ra's sick, man.
Which was the one when He-Man had that ridiculously F off sword, like it was massive.
The Master of the Universe.
That's the one that I did not like. I think. I might try it out.
With Dolph Lundgren?
No, it's animation.
Oh, animation. Oh, I don't even know that one. No. But yeah, watch this one. I think the first season, you can watch it. There's good stuff in it, but I just think they tried to do too much modernization to it, and I just didn't like it myself personally. But there were certain parts of that was good that I took away from it. But this one, I enjoyed it more only because of more Skeletor's background. That was it, really. But it was okay. It was worth a watch if you're a fan of He-Man, anyway.
No matter what we say, though, they can't touch our 80s, early 90s cartoons.
Of course not. Come on.
He-Man, Thundercats, come on. Could go on, but I've forgotten. Old.
I question whether I liked He-Man originally now, you know?
No, you did.
You did. You had to.
Everyone
Orko,
did.
Beast, Matt. Am I making that up? Beastman? Is there a Beastman?
Beastman? I can't. Merv will know.
Yeah, there is a Beastman.
My guy.
Yeah, I don't think I liked He-Man.
Oh, He-Man was classic. It's classic. I loved it.
Denver the Last Dinosaur. Denver the Last Dinosaur. He's my friend. Maxi. It was a girly one. I watched Good times are happening. No.
Why are these not animations? Why are they cartoons?
Oh, because that was what it was called back then.
I was going to say, I think we had cartoons in it. They weren't called animations. I guess it's the same thing. They're just... It's like PC terms, isn't it? You can't say mixed race.
So you said what I wanted to say. That's all. Someone said it. They're the same. That is it. Thank you very much, my bro.
They're not the same, bro.
Anime is just Japanese animation, right? Or
it's more detailed to it than cartoons, bro. Cartoons is very, very
childish.
It sounds childish,
isn't it? No. Like You see that like, what we're talking about, the DC car, the latest one that came out, that we're talking about. That's it, they look cartoonish. You know what I mean? Anime is more defined. It's more.
What are you showing?
No, I'll say you're saying so. Anime is more depicted on like real humans. Like cartoons is like He-Man. You're never gonna see a person that big that. Cat that.
Talks, your maybe. Picture.
I don't know.
Balls, man. Nah. I don't know if I want to see a man that's that big.
Thundercats, cartoony, maybe, because it's Thundercats, not like real.
Yeah.
Like, what's that thing you was watching, the Blue-Eyed Samurai? That's like a real story, isn't it?
That's animation.
That's what I'm saying. But you're not backing me up, like, with any confidence at all.
Me?
Yes.
Why? I'm agreeing with you, though.
I know, now I feel it. Now I feel that you're agreeing, but
he's coming to terms with your version of what animation is.
Yeah.
He expects you to be like, yeah, that's what it is. Like,
yeah, exactly, Mark. Thank you, Mark. You're explaining it. Like,
you know what? The tightness is catching me now.
Well, I told you. I knew it was going to catch up with you. I'm looking. I'm going, it's catching up with Kel. Kel's on that. Well, he was
How eyes wide. How we started today.
Energy.
Now it's I need some energy. Give me some energy.
Wait, what the hell is going on today, bro? What is going on with these men?
Where's everyone going?
Why is everyone's
off?
I'm up next.
Like Merv wants to be me. Like, I don't even know why he's got a picture of me, but look. I respect our friendship for all over 20 years and all sorts. So I respect that.
All right.
You get what I mean? But look.
I don't know if any of you noticed. Did any of you watch the new season of Trigger Point?
No, that was never one of my shows.
I've been seeing it, but I haven't watched it yet.
Did you watch the first season?
Yeah, I watched the first season. Yeah.
So I didn't realize. So I watched the episode yesterday, I think it was. And I watched the episode of Trigger Point, and I didn't realize the whole of season 2 is out on ITVX.
Okay.
So you can watch the whole of ITVX. The first episode was okay, but you know, like in my head, I'm like, why has everything happened to you, man? Like, do you get me? Like, but it also showed me if the people who are bomb squads and all that in London or the country are putting out as many bombs as Trigger Point are putting out, yeah. Then they are doing a sick job, like to protect us. They must be doing an amazing job.
Yeah,
but it's good. I think it's been all right. It's been okay. I probably will finish the season before we come back next week. It's on ITVX. I can watch it anywhere, innit?
Yeah, no, I'll go back to it. I enjoy season 1, to be honest. I didn't enjoy
it. It's a good point. Yeah, it comes back. It came back on Sunday. Saturday, obviously now we're getting a bit old, yeah. We start to respect Saturday night television a little bit better.
Come on, Gaddy is
not Saturday night TV sick.
Nate.
Yo.
You remember when we was growing up, Saturday night TV?
It was amazing.
So it's like, it's full circle, bro. Like yeah, we had bro. Even Cilla Black, everything that came on a Saturday.
Ta-da.
Jeez.
Surprise.
You know, Cilla Black. This is quickly paid tribute to Cilla Black. Listen.
Love it. I said love. Right. Everything. Strike it lucky. Catchphrase. All these were Saturday real programs.
Original catchphrase, not this new one.
Yeah. Patrick, what's his name?
But you know, catchphrase is still big now.
No, they're not catchphrases, though.
You're right on what you're saying. They're actually not catchphrases. I just like, have they used every single catchphrase ever possible?
It's a caterpillar. Red caterpillar. Yep, ding. That's not a catchphrase, man.
What does that mean?
Red caterpillar in the leaves. In the leaves.
This is what I'm going to say. You know, I'm with the family and I'm thinking something different. Like, I'm trying to go outside the box. You know them ones? And my son says, a red caterpillar in the box.
And you're like,
ding, come on. You think, what?
I thought, no. Oh, well, do you know what the worst thing about catchphrases is when you see them and then there's always one person that is proper dead. Every other team is on like a grand, but they're just struggling. Like, why are you? Like, they just come just for entertainment values, like just to be up front to see it personal.
But you know what? You know, the thing is, we're at home, right? We're saying this, we've got this answer, right? But as soon as you get under, you just get like stage fright. You're thinking, you're unable to perform.
Yeah, it's different. It's difficult to fish. Yeah.
And what's that show that, what's his name? That guy got sacked from This Morning. Oh, The Cube. I like The Cube. You know.
That was good.
Felix Schofield.
Yeah, that's Schofield, isn't it? And obviously, since he's obviously not on TV anymore.
The Cube ain't been on for years.
But that was a really good show.
Yeah.
That was a really good show.
Well, Saturday, you got to start watching Ant and Dec Limitless Win, bro.
I haven't been really watching that as tough.
When I saw the guy and his wife, whatever, the couple, win £1 million 1 week, I started watching this every week. Like, I need to watch it. Like, I think it's proper sick.
I saw clips of that and I thought, wow, but there's other game shows with £1 million in it. Like,
no, but they don't stop at £1 million. You can go as much as you want. Just keep on going higher and higher and higher and higher. As long as you get the question right, you can, like, exact answer, you can go as high as you want.
I know those producers saying don't go higher.
Do you know what game show winds me up? But I love watching it. It's The Chase, isn't it? Like, even the money that they win at the end of the day, I'm like, gosh, what's 3 grand gonna do between four people? Like,
I know.
It's so dying.
See, and sorry, I'm gonna go back to Catchphrase. Sorry, so just quickly, they made more money on Catchphrase in the '80s than what you just said.
Yeah.
Like, they'd win a holiday, they'd win all the prizes up to the, come on, plus the two grand they just made.
What was the Michael Bible one?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Strike it lucky, innit? He had a few.
The other one, was it Generation? No, the Generation Game was thingy, but what was the Higher and Lower?
Higher and Lower, that was
Price is Right. Yeah,
come on, even the one when they used to go behind and change into the star that they were going to sing as. Oh, my days,
yeah, you bet. Today, Marty Marl, who are you going to be?
I'm going to be nine.
Can you imagine if that kid? Can you imagine?
So dumb.
No.
Prof was gonna say a name and everything, you know. Man said nine.
Oh god!
In my older age, I don't look like him anymore.
Tune into modern day Stars in Their Eyes. Yeah, people like, yeah, who you gonna be today? I'm gonna be Giggs. Like, just like that would be sick.
That's bad, isn't it?
You're talking the hardest.
but you know what? You know, I tell you, one of the worst shows on TV right now, yeah, is The Masked Singer. I cannot stand it.
And the thing is, they don't just have the British version. There's an American version as well. And Australian
it's
version.
Rubbish.
I don't understand the concept. It doesn't make sense.
My mom loves it.
Girls love it. Females love it, yeah. Yeah.
I like it too.
You sit there and try to guess who it is.
You know what? And the judges are finding all these nonsense clues. It's like nonsense.
Oh, gosh. It's when they speak with conviction. No, I definitely think it's this person because what they said is this. Did they?
And some of the names they're plucking out of the air. I'm thinking, do you think this person's going to be on the show?
Yeah, and it's probably not one of those people. You know?
I think it's Nadine Dadan. What? And it's usually what's his name on there as well that's making a bit of a tit of himself. Black comedian. Kel don't like him.
Man called him Black Comedian.
Whoa.
Danny Henry.
No, it's more the comedian. It's more the comedian.
I like Mo. I don't like his stand ups. That's all.
You don't think he's funny. You like him, you don't think he's funny.
No, his stand ups are not funny. But he's funny. Like he does like little clips and whatever. He's funny. But his stand ups, I don't find him funny.
Oh, you just like Barbados. You just like Barbados.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all the ones there.
He's better in memes, basically. Same as Kevin Hart.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Kevin Hart is funny.
No, don't start this again, please.
Like, when Kevin Hart's memes came out years ago, I found them so hilarious. But when I went to see him on the stage, I was like,
that's because we couldn't see him.
No, just get me the themes back. Just get me the memes. Get me them back, and I laugh. I wish I didn't. I wish I'd never seen them. You know them ones.
Bro, you liked all right.
Yeah, but that's early Kevin. Like the past 10 years, Kevin. Nah, it's been funny.
I watched a little stand-up he did the other day. He didn't do it the other day, but I watched it the other day. It was kind of intimate. Like, it was like a small crowd.
Yeah.
That was painful to watch. Like, you could hear how fake the laughs were. He's not funny. Like I said, without his wife, who wrote his beginning comedy, she's left him. It shows that he wasn't the one that was funny.
Yeah.
Like, I can't take it. I liked the film with him and The Rock. What was that? That Jumanji, that was cool. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that. That's
right. But him, nah.
He's got about 15 films with The Rock, boy.
They got a formula. That's what it is. They got a formula and it works.
Makes P, bro. It's like Drake, full circle, bro.
Yeah. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. Mm.
Rich, Merv, you don't watch Power this week?
Yes, we do.
I dabbled in a bit of Power.
Well, you watch Power as well, Kel?
No.
Oh.
I thought come to the end.
Promoting the light.
Mate, you can't miss out Power, mate.
I don't like
your negativity in regards to Power. It's outrageous, mate.
I thought Kel watched it, you know, from that reaction, I ain't gonna lie. But
man, I'm
pissed it wasn't finishing.
What are your thoughts on Power, Merv?
Boy, you know what, yeah? When you mentioned about how the beginning, when you sent that voice note, I was thinking, nah, Lou's going to die, man. Lou's going to die. Like, you spoil it once again, innit? But I was like, okay, I didn't expect that. So, like, it was like kind of like, I just didn't expect that to happen, innit? But I don't know. For me, the episode wasn't as dynamite as you and Rich was making out to be in the messages. It was good. Don't get me wrong, it was good, but I just thought I was expecting a bit one of the main characters like to go.
No, remember I didn't say no one died.
That's what I'm saying. It's like when you said
no
like
no one died.
Yeah, so I must have just assumed and I thought, okay.
What I said was when you watch an episode and you really want someone to die, and then they go full circle and you realize that they're actually a bad man. Because Rack, at the beginning of the episode, I didn't care for Rack's life. I thought she's miserable. I don't like her. But when she took out my girl, two to the chest, one to the head, bro.
I felt sorry for her, man. I felt sorry for her.
For who? Good.
For who?
She had, what's her name? Juliana. Juliana.
Why?
No, because like she was. You know when someone's just got so much mouth, they're so rude and stuff. Like, man. And then
she knows exactly what she's been doing.
And then when it comes to the face of death, where you're like, I feel a bit bad for you now, isn't it? All there getting a little groove on with Ronnie, and now she's gone.
Who lashes Ronnie, though, really? Like,
That scene was so random.
Rich, I'll be real with you. If Ronnie says, Rich, you're lashing Ronnie. Respectfully, you don't tell a man no.
you know with Ronnie, right? You know when he speaks, he doesn't even open his mouth. He goes, do it now. What do you want? You know,
even Tariq, Kana doesn't open his mouth. What's the matter with this man's voice? Like, he's scared to open his mouth.
I don't know about that.
I feel like he speaks through his teeth.
He does. And it gets worse every season. It wasn't like that in the first couple of seasons.
Now he's a bad boy. He fully speaks through his teeth. How can you say to Ronnie, that's the parole woman? Ronnie goes and talks to her and says, don't worry about it. She won't be a problem.
Nate, what was your take on this week's episode? What you thought and what are the key points you took from this episode?
I liked Rack's arc. I think Rack, as much as she does dark things, it seems that she generally does care about her child in it. And she is only trying to get the best for him.
But
is a liability.
I was going to, just before you move on, don't you think, because Rack, because when Marvin told Rack that it was Kanan pushing the drugs. You see how quick Rack went to the social services person and he went to the flat. And obviously, fundamentally, he had no choice in the sense of kind of going back home.
But he wanted to go and lash the bedroom, the dancer.
But you know what? Apparently, something happened between them in the last episode, right? I didn't really.
Yeah, it did.
He's a wrong one.
He was out on a date with the other girl, but he wanted excitement. And the girl was like, can I go home? I want to go home. He just let her go home by herself.
But now she's taking more of an interest to Jukebox, isn't it?
Yeah, I think maybe that might kick off.
Yeah, but Jukebox always gave her the eye anyway.
Yeah. You can see that happening from the get-go.
Yeah.
Right.
I think Lou is a liability.
Yeah. Well, come on, man. You think it's now?
Stupid. Like, no, but I think it's stupid. I don't think it makes sense. In terms of the series, it doesn't make no sense.
How long have I been calling for his death?
Like, why is he fully an alcoholic?
He's probably the Jannard of this power, isn't it?
Yeah, like, but at least Jannard came out of it quickly.
Definitely a Jannard.
You remember Jannard was on heroin, yeah? Yeah, on heroin. It took him 2 episodes to shake that shit off. Man. 2 whole episodes of being an addict and said, this ain't for me.
Oh, what? So I'm gonna say this here, right? Was it me? Was it just me? Or did you see that famous and a barwoman? When a barwoman asked him, "You need to do me something."
Lou and the barwoman. Yes, no, you're taking it. They're taking it to you.
Both of you're taking the piss because the barwoman is not trying to do nothing with nobody.
I thought if Lou and her, they would have probably done it already in terms of how power is in it. But I'm like, I thought it turned to be, but not definitely not between Mrs. Robinson thing, bro.
Look, he said, "Can I use the studio?" She goes to him, "Yeah, but you have to help me out." Pause.
Yeah, and the thing is,
like, if you press pause and on the TV, you're thinking, you know what's going to happen after this, right?
No.
Why not? Because due to age.
I thought she's gonna say, "I need you to be like basically like a bodyguard, like to like fix fools if they do something, isn't it?" But I thought, my mind definitely didn't go to that.
Okay, I've got issues. I just have issues. It's okay.
You nasty.
I don't want Thingy to get done for any form of crime. The other brother.
I want him
to lock off that investigation. I'm not interested. Don't lock up Marv. I feel if they lock up Marv, I might lock off the show.
Do you think you end up killing Gerald?
I think he should. Yeah, because Gerald, he's become a grass, isn't he? He's fundamentally a grass now, and trying to get as much information as possible and feeding it to the feds. But I question, what do the feds have on him?
But you can see that he doesn't want to do it, you know.
You
don't want to do it at all.
So that's a bit of a strange one, but it seems like Howard is getting clocked. Following him killing his partner, and her dad's been doing some little kind of investigation, and he went to visit Jukebox's ex-girlfriend, dad, and obviously. They've had that dialogue, and what fundamentally ended is basically Howard's been talking a lot, saying particular things, and it looks like he's going to be the one chased because I don't understand, because even though the dad's no longer a police officer, right? Yes, he has friends in the force, but really and truly, what can you do? What can you prove?
Nothing. What charged again?
But it's going to be interesting because you really think about it, they've only got 2 episodes left, right?
Yeah.
I don't think Rack is... Is it 3 episodes left, right? Okay. I can't see Rack dying, right? Because she's now back in the game. It wouldn't make sense her coming back in the game then killing her off. Kanan's not going nowhere. Ronnie, look, he can stay for a while if he wants to. I have no problem with money. But to me, the casualty has to be Lou. I personally think casualty has to be Lou. But how it's going to end, what's going to happen, who bloody knows?
Yeah.
But what would you, you know when Rack, sorry, one quick thing. You know, when Rack went to visit the OG gangsters, I don't even know the names. I just called them the OG gangsters.
You're talking about Cedric the Entertainer.
That's not Cedric the Entertainer, is it?
No, it's the guy from, sorry, it's the guy from The Wire. But
him.
Bob Morland.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? Because obviously, because when they spoke to Rack, he was kind of basically saying, I'm the OG, we're the OGs, we control fundamentally everything. People that you work for, we control them. How do you think they get their drugs or whatever it is? So it's like, she can't go to war with them. Do you get what I mean?
She can't, but she will. And to be honest, that upset me. Like, that, I think that's one of the fundamental things that upset me in power, is like, none of you, like, all of you, for all the money you make or whatever on this kind of thing, none of you are top dogs. Like, none of you importers, none of you are doing anything that to give to some form of sustainability.
What do you mean, sustainability, in the sense,
like,
in the sense of,
like, why you not got your own drug connect?
Yeah.
Like, why are you going to the East Asian man? Or all this kind of, I just think it's that weird.
Yeah, you're talking about snaps and pops, isn't it?
Yeah.
But see, like, why are you going to, like, the Chinese man that owns the shops, the restaurants, or Hispanic that owns the Boyega or whatever it is?
Yeah. I get what you're saying though. It's like, especially because them lines that they were saying, like, they were acting like they were like ancient gods the way they were talking. Like, so you think that there will be far beyond what they are right now. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But maybe it's all about blending, isn't it? Like, obviously, you know, like, sometimes if you're too powerful, you don't want to sort of get to a stage where it's like, that you're on everyone's radar, isn't it? So they have to probably do a bit low key. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, through my episodes of Power, obviously you weren't here, Merv. I was talking about Trigger Point. Have you started watching it?
I haven't. Yeah, I wanted to start yesterday, but I didn't have the time.
I watched the first episode, but all of the other episodes are actually on ITVX.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So you can watch it on ITVX. Yeah. And Love and Hate is coming out on ITVX. Please watch it. It's the Irish one.
Oh yeah. I'm
talking about it as I look over my DVD collection. It's there. All the seasons. It's there. But I was sick. If you want to watch on DVD, prefer, like, let me know. I'll shout you for the DVD. I'm going to send Kel's apologies. I don't know. Did he apologize? I know Kel just disappeared, bro. I think he fell asleep.
He took liberties, but yeah, that's.
He fell asleep. I keep on going out to see if he's there in the room, but he's not. If he's there in the lobby.
The lobby. Yeah.
All right, cool. What should I be watching before next week, guys? In 30 seconds.
I think Argyle's supposed to be coming out this weekend. That's
cinema thing?
Yeah, cinema. Yeah, so I don't know. Okay. I don't know if
first cinema. I haven't been to cinema this year.
Yeah, I've only been, I think, just to see The Boy and the Heron, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's me. Yeah. I'm not sure what else is coming up, you know, to be fair.
All right, well, when you find out, put in the comments.
Oh, Griselda. That's a good watch.
Do you know what? No,
yeah. I'm just saying. We don't need to
know. Have you watched Griselda yet?
Pardon? Yeah, I've watched it all. So.
Yeah, I know you have. I'll show you if anyone else has.
No, not watched it all, but let's review it next week because I've still got to finish it. And Kel's watching it as well.
Coolio, Apprentice is back.
Apprentice is back.
Yeah, I think Thursday is coming out. Actually, yeah.
You know what's going to happen?
Season 18.
I'm only going to get upset about it. Like, I'm genuinely going to get upset about it because they don't watch the program and they just act stupid. Oh, look, they've revealed the cast. This is quality. All right, guys. While I go and look at this, that's episode 222.
Mm-hmm.
Please rate, comment, subscribe, share, tell a friend to tell a friend. All of that good stuff. And in the meantime, Merv, not you this week, you've done it already. Marley Marl, what's the last comment for this episode?
Just on the spot. Thanks for listening.